feeling about this one today? Is it a bird?
Or is it a plane?
Doesn't it really matter, cause it's just a game? Will the boys be kings?
Or will the girls be queens?
Let's find out, cause it's 8:14! Here we go for Monday. Thingamajiggy is a game we play every morning. We describe a word, you have to figure out what it is, and the boys go up against the girls to find out who's got what it takes. Last week, the boys won with the week with a score of 3-0.
So we have a new lady today representing the girls of Ayrshire. It's Suzanne Holden from Prestwick. Morning, Suzanne.
Morning.
Suzanne's 32 and is an oral health project leader.
Oh, what? Really?
That sounds very complicated.
That's your teeth, isn't it?
It is your teeth, you're right. We use fun and creative ways to educate about oral health, about your teeth.
Sounds fun. Right, here's how you play Thingamajiggy. It's pretty straightforward. 30 seconds on the clock. You just have to guess the word I'm describing. If you don't know what word I'm talking about, shout Thingamajiggy and I'll move on to another word, but you can only use Thingamajiggy once. Okie dokie.
Okay.
Right, 30 seconds starts now. You will win this. There was lots of them being given out last night in Glasgow at the Hydro.
Award.
This is where the awards took place last night in Glasgow.
Hydro.
Yes. Right, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is based in where?
Australia? Yep, in the jungle?
In the jungle, yep. Somebody who fills in the holes in the wall, is that what?
Plasterer?
That's the right word, but it's after the buzzer.
Three! Stay there. Three, let's see how you get on against Hurricane Pete. Hello, Peter.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Peter Logg. He's from Dundonald, and he got some good news over the weekend. What's your news, Peter?
That Lucky Pete Jr. and his girlfriend, Claire, going to have a baby.
Aww. Lucky Pete Jr. So what's it going to be called if it's a boy? Peter again, another Peter.
Let's hope so.
Oh, fantastic. Keep the dynasty going. Right, well, good luck with that, my friend. Congratulations. Absolutely brilliant. You know how the game is, and the same rules apply. You get a score of 3 to beat, and I've got the words prepared by Zoe in front of me. You ready, Peter?
Yes, indeed.
Here we go, my friend. Right, okay. This might go off in the morning to wake you up.
Alarm.
Yes, this is a kind of fruit from New Zealand.
Pomegranate.
No, and you get a wee bird called this. It's named after a wee bird.
Pass.
And okay. Thingamajiggy's the word you're looking for, yeah. And this is made out of fish eggs. It's very posh.
A caviar.
Yes, a posh glass of wine. Begins with a C. Posh glass of wine.
Champagne.
No.
Oh no.
It's something.
Oh no.
Yes!
We're back in the game. Well done, Suzanne.
Yay.
What I was trying to describe was Chardonnay.
Oh, right.
And the New Zealand one you tripped up on the thingamajiggy was kiwi fruit.
Oh.
Peter, it's an end of an era.
I know.
Oh. I'm so glad.
Well, listen, you went out with a bang with that good news about the family, so yeah. You got that across. So that's brilliant. Well done. Congratulations again, and thanks for being our champion. That means we're looking for a new guy tomorrow. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks very much.
And well done, the girls.
Well done, Suzanne. Oh. You're back on tomorrow.
Speak to
Thank
the
you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.